Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This last weekend, we celebrated our 34th birthday. My first service was in Fremont in 1975 on my birthday, July the 20th. For 34 years in Fremont, we have been unfolding as a commitment to the principle that is shared in the Science of Mind textbook that Dr. Ernest Holmes spent his entire life exploring and challenging himself to correlate the wisdom of the age into today's language so it can be understood and applied both East and West. To take the best from the best, you begin to realize that there is a golden thread that binds all the best thinking together. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that every mystic agrees with each other. The outer and upper and clearer awareness of mystical awareness is not only knowing that we are one, but to know that the one that we are is now free of confusion, doubt, fear, dogma, creed, ceremony, and the simplicity of it allows us to wake up and realize we cannot think about it anymore. We must now apply our understanding to think as it thinks. I teach my students that when you find a teaching like this, many people who do begin their study thinking it's complicated. After a period of time, they begin to realize, wait a minute, it's not as complicated as I thought it was. They begin to realize all of a sudden through study that it's not complicated at all, because truth, my friends, is not truth unless it leads you to yourself, and the higher you go, the simpler it gets. One of my teachers shared with me once that the stagnation in the life of metaphysical students is the fact that they become technique worshipers and do not, as the Zen Buddhists say, understand the principle involved when the Zen Buddhists tell us that when the finger points to the moon, many people confuse the finger with the moon. Their challenge is, don't do it. See where it's pointing. Great truth throughout the age, my dear friends, points where? It points to you, not to something outside of you. A teaching that is leading you to the teaching is not a true teaching unless it leads you to you. We have a tendency to make teachers more important than what they're teaching and then turn around and start worshiping them. Well, why not honor them by becoming what they're teaching and then allow your example of your embodiment of what they're teaching to become an example to those around you? What you are speaks louder than what you say you know. What you're doing speaks louder than what you say you know. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, what you are speaks so loud I can't hear what you're saying. We read in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. We could add that to today's understanding. As she thinks in her heart, so is she. As we think in our heart, so are we. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes points out on page 47. And here he is talking about the same thing that I just shared with you. When he says on page 47, let us waste no further time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. Stop looking for it. See, some people become addicted to looking for it. That's why they won't let themselves find it. So we had our birthday this weekend. It was great. And birthdays are always great. It's great. It's fun. It's a celebration. All the people who were there were sharing their love and appreciation of the 34 years we have been in the Bay Area teaching this teaching. But you see, my friends, a birthday is more important than just blowing out candles. I believe as a metaphysician that every day is our opportunity to have a rebirth day. Dr. Ernest Holmes said once that it is not our purpose to be born again. It's our purpose to be born again and again and again and again. He also said that yesterday's understanding is not good enough for today. I studied with one of the finest and clearest teachers of the 20th century. And one day I walked in and here he was in his 90s and he had the textbook open. I said, what are you doing, Doc? He said, today's lesson, did you do yours? I remind him that he helped put this teaching together, and he said, "That's fine, but the more you know, the more you know, there's more to know." He didn't say those exact words, but that's what he was telling me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every day became a festivity of greatness, a festivity of positive unfoldment, a festivity that allows you as a very special and wonderful person in this thing called life to understand that your day that you are in is your personal day, and if you allow yourself to honor it, everything and everyone in your world will be blessed. If you give more to yourself, you're able to give more to the world around you, and you are usually giving to the world around you what you're giving to yourself, so why not give the beautiful to yourself by way of what? Understanding. Today is a opportunity for you, for me, for everyone, to allow ourselves to know that we are part of an ageless experience, that everything that has been and everything it will be is all happening at once in the mind of God. So therefore, today is our moment in eternity that we are responsible for, and wouldn't it be wonderful if we could say, "I am gratitude in action. I am grateful for my understanding. I am grateful for everything in my life that led me to this understanding. I am grateful for my parents who guided me when I was awkward and searching and moving through the experiences I moved through. I am grateful for all of the teachers I've had throughout my life." This is a challenge for you. Just think about how many different teachers you've had, not just in school, but everywhere. Think about all the people that became examples for you about the best of life in action. Happy people, successful people. I always tell my students, find happy, successful, prosperous people, and don't just do what they do, observe how they think. You see, you have the privilege every day of your life to be a guide to yourself. God doesn't know what's going to happen to you until you make up your mind. Do you hear me? The universe does not know what's going to happen to you until you make up your mind. So your challenge is to do what? Take responsibility for the infinite life that you are in action and celebrate the privilege of guiding yourself from where you are to where you can be. And you do this by appreciating the many blessings this day and every day, and know that your life is now free to announce these blessings as your health, as your wealth, as your opportunity embraced, as your success in action, as your love in action, as your positive relationship with yourself and everyone in your life, as your ability to parent yourself in the right way at the right time, from love through love to love. It is wise to continuously accept this idea that I just shared with you, but it's also wise to understand that change is the only thing in the universe that will never change. Therefore, choose to change with ease. Choose to move forward today as a rebirth experience in action from God, through God, to God, and know that rebirth day is a day of change, and that happens every day you open your eyes and move out into the world. The history you have seen in your lifetime, the history I have seen in mine, is a very, very interesting history. I'm sure I know it is in mine. And I also realize that a lot of the history of my life and a lot of the history of your life was authored by you, as it was authored by me. And the wonderful thing about it is that we can at any moment choose to start a new book, choose to start a new chapter, choose to start a new experience, choose to move forward with a happily ever after consciousness, and allow ourselves to understand, first of all, there's nothing more constant than change. And when we recognize this, we become craftsmen in relationship to change, and we begin to direct our change, and we begin to do it. Why? Because, as it says in the Bible, the garment of our thought becomes beautiful because we're choosing to let it be beautiful. We are told to take the garment of our thought and weave it in the invisible loom of our own mind. My friends, you are in control of your experience, whether you know it or not. Your world is thick thought. And when you wake up to this, you can at any moment choose a rebirth in thinking. And as you do this, the new idea will be yours as experience, and there's nothing that can stop it. It is certainly comfortable to remember continuously that God's love, infinite love, supports everything you are. Feel how comfortable that is. It's ready to support anything you desire to be. Feel how comfortable that is. Continue, my friends, to let go and let God, let go and let infinite intelligence, infinite energy, infinite creativity in you as you recognize that all things are impossible if you believe it's impossible, but it is possible if you believe it's possible. The possibility of you is unlimited. So recognize and remind yourself that there is only one, the life and mind, that is greater than you are at all times, waiting to come forth through you as you, because it is you, and a new moment in front of you, beginning right now, this morning, is bright. It's untarnished. It is shiny with infinite greatness, and it's you. It's everything you are.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
So I have a challenge for you today, and that challenge is to step out into your world as love's faith in action. Step out with a steady hand, with confidence in the truth of your being. Weave a new pattern in your mind and heart. A pattern built on joy, a pattern built on the idea of perfect health, the idea of radiant happiness. Now, this may very well be a a tremendous attitude adjustment in a positive way for you. I always warn my students, I said, you know, when you really start becoming positive, start to make negative people nervous. But challenge yourself to be an example. I always tell my students that if you really want the world around you to know about this teaching, let them see it. Don't just let them hear about it. So be loving change today. Now, if we're going to have an attitude adjustment, what kind of attitude do we need and how do we get it? How do we become it? How do we let go and let it happen as us? It's very simple. Attitudes requiring change are lovingly and gently corrected. I thought that way because I had a reason to think that way, and if I don't want the effect of that way anymore, I now gently and lovingly let go of that way and discover a new way to think, to give, to receive, to be. Once I do that, and I release the cause of what I say I don't want, with the power of the lesson of the cause of what I say I don't want as my life experience, and all of a sudden I find myself freeing myself into a new definition of myself. This allows me to be, as the Native Americans say, a master weaver of my tomorrow. What are you weaving for your tomorrow? What kind of blueprint are you drawing up? I had to talk about, we have one of our wonderful, wonderful ministers and teachers is Reverend Darlene Sykes, and we had about an hour conversation a while back because I was pointing out on a Sunday morning that a lot of people will spend years and years drawing up a blueprint of a greater life, and all they do is worship the blueprint. They never get around to doing anything with it. They never get around to building what the blueprint is pointing to. You see, we have a way to let go and let ourselves be a master blueprint maker and then build something from the blueprint, a master weaver, a master doer, a master giver and receiver. We can find within ourselves, if we look for it, good and greater good, always unfolding, always knowing what to do and how to do it as us. And when we know this and know we know it, something wonderful happens. We find ourselves celebrating the fact that not only have we achieved a whole nother level of appreciation of self, we find ourselves beginning to attract people of like mind to us. Happy people attracting happiness. Happy mind attracting the beauty. See, the power within you as you is something that is not only what you are, it is something you can share with the world around you. And as you do, the world becomes a better place. So celebrate your mind and celebrate like minds. Celebrate your desire and celebrate the fact that the whole universe desires your desire to become your total experience, and it's ready, willing, and able to do it if you, as Emerson said, get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuit. Now, I choose to be satisfaction in action and share myself with my experience. I assist the world, I support everything and everyone around me, and give my best to it. Now, it's not whether you're going to do it or not, it's how you're going to do it. So why not do it gracefully? Why not do it generously? Why not do it lovingly and become what? Well, let's see, how could we put it? If you're going to be a master weaver, why not become a precious tapestry? A precious tapestry of God. Be grateful for God's good today, my friends. Be grateful in your heart and mind that there is something in you that knows that the greatness of you can come forth if you experience the metamorphosis of love and action. Metamorphosis. When the caterpillar becomes the butterfly. Metamorphosis. Somebody said once, we're born to fly. We're born to fly in consciousness. We're told to look into the hills, which means look higher than where you are right now. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, "Know ye not, ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." Doesn't dwell somewhere else. Other than the fact that it is dwelling everywhere at once, so it is dwelling everywhere else, but don't exclude you from that. Dr. Holmes says on page 412 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Let us choose to be identified with power, with love and beauty, with peace and happiness." Now that's an interesting challenge. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 3:16. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God?" Well, if that's the truth, then this temple that I am in action, in truth, is power, is love, is beauty, is peace and happiness, is health, is prosperity, is success, is intelligence. I think everybody alive appears, they have a desire in their heart to be attractive, to appear attractive to the world around them. I think the start of that with everyone is to discover the beauty within them. We talked about the rebirth of an idea. If you've had any concept of you and have said, "I am," and put anything less than beautiful afterwards, stop it. Stop it and start putting something beautiful after the concept of "I am." Now, you may or may not be the most beautiful person in the world or the handsomest person in the world, but according to world standings, so what? According to the truth of you, the inheritance that is yours by right of consciousness, you are the quality of God. You are the quantity of God, the quantity of God's attributes. You are love and peace and joy and wisdom and all goodness in action. It is all given to you and all people, including you. And when you know this and know you know this, you will find yourself celebrating not only your inheritance, you will be celebrating the beauty of yourself, inner and outer beauty. Let it look out of your eyes. Now, this is a gift. And since we're talking about birthdays, I think every day, if we're going to have a rebirth day, we should give ourselves a gift. We should accept the gift of the universe that each day and every way, it's getting better and better. Thank you, Kuwait. So, let's look at the gifts. It's not whether you have the gift or not, my friends. The challenge is to know that you are going to use the gifts that you are discovering within yourself, and you're going to use them to make a difference in your inner appearance and your outer appearance, in your inner awareness and your outer awareness, in your inner understanding and your outer understanding. Now, these gifts are priceless. You can't put a price on them. It is not for sale in your local market or anywhere else. These are gifts that are deep within you, all around you. They are constantly looking to express themselves. It is the divine urge, as it is shared in Buddhism. It is the divine urge to express more of yourself. You can't wash it away. You can't get rid of it. It is success looking for a place to happen, whether it's in business or career. It is wise being habits, whatever they need to be as your life experience. It is a pleasant mind, a pleasant personality, one that laughs a lot and looks for the beautiful everywhere. It is health unfolding. Now, how do we keep this in motion? Are you ready? Listen to me carefully. It is habitual self-approval. Habitual self-appreciation. What does this do? It initiates serenity. It allows you to stop trying to make God or make a deal with God or beg God or beseech God and let go and let God. Dr. Ernest Holmes said there's a lot of people who do what we teach naturally. For those of us who don't know how and want to, we can learn. This is why we teach classes. We have wonderful classes all summer. This summer, we have a metaphysical Bible class taught by Reverend Tim Morrow. He is a master teacher, and it is one that you'll love. We have a Wednesday night service every Wednesday evening where I'm doing a series this month on how to master your mind. That's at 7:30 every Wednesday evening. There are churches all over, religious science churches, unity churches, all over the Bay Area. Go to your phone book and find it. Find a teacher, find a Sunday service, find something that leads you to you and lets you discover how to begin to celebrate you. And if you celebrate you, you will be celebrating your life in a new way because you are reborn to a new idea of you. And it happens every day if we keep ourselves in the position of being teachable and allowing ourselves to unfold. We do this by recognizing that our peace of mind is in knowing the love of the universe supports us. It supports you and me and everyone. Why? Because it is us. So today, recognize that the one source, the one life, the one intelligence throughout all creation is the spirit in you as you. Your opportunity today is to know that you are wonderfully made. And every day is an opportunity to experience a rebirth day and to celebrate the gift that is given forever. This creation, this creative intelligence made you out of itself. And as it did, it affirmed, I am well pleased. It's never changed its mind about you because it is you. It is created so that it can experience delight in itself. What a wonderful affirmation. Say it in your heart. Today I choose to be God's delight. Today I celebrate the awareness, the feeling, the self-consciousness of love. It moves anything aside that needs to move so that I can totally express the glory of my being without anything in the way. I concentrate on true value, the value of myself, and I give it to my world. I am of value to myself and my world. My friends, the beauty you seek lies within you. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Have a great day today. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to make you aware of 2 summer classes we're offering because I think everyone will be interested in enrolling. First, we have the Metaphysics of the 4 Gospels, taught by Reverend Tim Morrow. In a very clear and concise way, the Master Teacher Jesus espoused the art of joyful and prosperous living. Join us for this exciting and insightful exploration of the teachings of Jesus as they were recorded in the 4 Gospels. Reverend Tim's class is scheduled for Sunday afternoons, August 2nd through 23rd, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Later in the month, we are offering Kinship with All Life, taught by Reverend Jane Holt. Based on J. Allen Boone's classic book, this course explores our divine connection with all life and how to harmoniously enhance our relationships with everyone and everything. The course is offered Monday evenings, August 17th, 24th, and 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. During the month of July, the focus for our Wednesday evening forum is Mastering Your Mind. Our midweek service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Tonight, Wednesday, July 22nd, we are looking at How to Master Love. On Wednesday, July 29th, we conclude our series with How to Master Your Dreams. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.